broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, January the 25th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour, and we're off and running this morning. I should greet you with the news that we are on a level one snow emergency here in Marion County at 4:30 this morning. I'll give you the press release as I have it here. At 4:30 a.m., the Marion County Sheriff's Office issued a level one snow advisory for Marion County. Primary and secondary roadways are icy and snow is expected with wind. Crews from ODOT, the Marion County Garage, and Marion City will be treating the roads throughout the day. Be alert for vehicles going into ditches and medians and vehicles traveling slowly. Keep a safe distance from other vehicles and drive slowly. If possible, limit travel and only be on the roadways if necessary. Now, I'm going to read exactly what a level one is, so you know it's pretty much what I just said. But roadways are extremely hazardous with accumulated and/or blowing and/or drifting snow. Roads may be icy. Motorists should use extreme caution while driving and limit travel. That is a level one snow emergency. And as of 4:30 a.m. this morning, Marion County went on a level one snow emergency. Now, I did go out this morning and get my diet soda. So I have been out in the snow this morning. And I will tell you, it's not horrible, but it is slippery out there, especially on the side roads. Pretty much what a level one says. Now, I only have to go down two side roads to get to Route 95. Route 95 is pretty good, but again, it's slushy out there because the snow is still coming down and looks like it's going to be coming down through early afternoon when it's going to switch over to showers. Now, interestingly enough, I think they thought more snow was going to fall before this point this morning, but it didn't, and I guess that's lucky for us, and it doesn't look like there's any drifting. Certainly, the storm back in December taught us the mess that drifting can be. So, that's where we are. How is it in your neck of the woods? 740-751-4038. Now, what I do want to mention to the listening audience out there is, I said this yesterday, we were having problems. I think it happened once last week, and then it happened again on Monday, that what was happening was we were having outages in our internet, which was causing the signal to go down for about 3 to 5 minutes. And I called Spectrum, which was my internet service provider, and I said, hey, what's going on here? And they said, well, send a technician out. So they did send a technician out. And the technician told me that I was only down for 3 minutes at a time, or 3 minutes in the last week, something of that nature. And he said what he thought was happening was, because I have call waiting, is that when the calls pile up, that causes the internet to go down and recycle. Now, apparently, the old modems, what would happen is the phones would just go dead. The internet would stay on, but the phones would just go dead. But now, I guess with the new modems, and I got a new modem in September, if too many calls pile up, instead of just the phones dying, the whole modem recycles itself because it's saying it needs to recharge its batteries. So basically, if somebody's on the phone and you're listening, just wait for them to be done and then call in, because we do want to hear from everybody. And if I'm on the line with somebody else, you're not going to be able to get in anyway. It's just going to keep ringing. So if I'm on the line with somebody, just wait for the next caller, and that way we'll avoid any pile-up of calls here in the morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing out there on the roads?
It's sloppy and slippery.
Now, where are you at, and how'd you find it this morning? How was the morning commute?
I'm at work, and it was sloppy and slippery.
Well, where did you come from? How were the roads coming from home?
How do I get to work? Oh, yeah, Bell Fountain Avenue, and then I hit David Street, Center Street to get to work.
Now, how was it? Just all sloppy? Sloppy and
sloppy,
slippery.
Slippery.
Now, are you out on Delaware Avenue right now?
Well, I'm back in the transit right now. We run by the half hour, so I got 10 minutes for my next run. So I thought I would do my favorite pastime activity and call Scott and bug him.
Well, no, this is good because we haven't heard from you in a couple of days, and we've had some big developments.
I wanted to let you know real quick before I forget. Tomorrow, free laundry day at Colonial Point, but it's only on the North Main Street location from 5 to 8.
Okay,
yeah.
So let me get this down here. Free laundry at Colonial Coin on Main Street.
Yes, and that's from 5 to 8.
5 to 8 p.m.
And that's only at the North Main Street location.
And that's Thursday.
And they provide soap and softener.
Provide soap and softener. All right, well, that is good.
And then, you know, Saturday is Richmond Road Food Pantry.
Oh, is it? Well, you know, he usually sends me the information. Maybe he's just waiting for today, but just in case he doesn't, it's on Thursday, not Saturday?
No.
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday is the Richland Road.
Oh, Saturday's Richland Road. Okay.
Yeah.
Saturday, and that, of course, is 8 a.m. Parking lot opens, 9 a.m. The food starts being dispersed.
Yep.
All right. So, I'm glad we got that in. Thanks for that. So how is it still snowing? It was still snowing when I was out there this morning.
It's weird because it looks like snowflakes, but when they hit the windshield, it's almost like how rain does, where it just like, you know, melts right away. Rolls down the window.
Now, how do you think this is all going to shake out? I mean, we're supposed to turn over to snow showers a little after noon. I can't imagine. I would not guess there's any more than an inch out there so far.
It's already not shaking out very well because I had planned on, if we had a two-hour delay, our boss said we got a if we run a level 2 snow emergency, we got a two-hour delay. And the fact that I'm at work right now is already not shaking out too good.
Well, yeah, I think this might be one of, and I don't want to speak too early here, but when I went out this morning to get my pop, I thought, you know, we're still on a level 1. We've been on a level 1 since 4:30. And when I went out on the roads, I thought, I don't think this is the storm they build it up to be.
Right. I agree.
So basically, yeah.
You know, if we would have got a bit hard, then everybody would have said, you know, I didn't know anything about it. Nobody told me, you know, why did they do more broadcasting and forecasting and all that?
Well, it's going to be interesting because obviously the temperatures are going to get above 32 by the noon hour because then it's supposed to turn into rain. Rain is going to knock all this snow pretty well away because it's supposed to rain all afternoon. Now, we will have the problem with freezing, but if a lot of the salt is down, we might be okay because in the next 24 hours, I think we're just supposed to have less than a coating of an inch after the rain comes.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace for all the people who thought they were going to sleep in this morning but had to go to work.
Now,
thanks a lot, Mother Nature.
Now, before you go out, your first run's at 8:30?
No, the first one's at 8. I already got that done.
Oh, you got that. Not many people on the 8 o'clock run this morning, huh?
Only one. There are usually a lot of early risers.
Now, do you know how many people are going to be on the 8:30 run?
Well, we take calls clear up until the run starts, so you never really know if you get 10.
So at 8:22 this morning, how many people have signed up for the 8:30 run?
This is really fascinating to you, isn't it?
Well, it is. I don't know how this works. I've never ridden a bus.
So far, just two people. I feel like the weather's probably keeping a lot of people away.
Now, I want to recap this real quick while I got you on the line, because somebody asked me again yesterday about this. What is the cost for veterans, senior citizens, and just normal people?
Oh, well, veterans don't pay at all. They ride for free,
and
they should.
And
thank you all for your service.
What are the hours they can ride?
The first pickup is at 8 o'clock. The last pickup is at 4 o'clock.
Okay, and as long as you're in the city limits, it's a little bit beyond the city limits, but you're okay.
Right. And seniors, disabled, and children under 5 are 60 cents.
And that's round trip.
And then full fare for regular full fare is $1.25.
Okay, and that's round trip.
Nope, that's one way.
Oh, that's one way. Okay, so 60 cents one way for seniors.
Yes. So if you wanted to, like, let's say, go to the doctor and come back, it'd be $1.20.
Now, I know this varies, but let's say, you know, I call you and I say I want to go to, let's say, Kroger on the south side. Now, I get on the 8:30 ride, you take me out to Kroger, I'm done shopping, let's say it's 10:15. How long is it before I'm going to get back home, typically?
We run by the half hour.
So you'll pick me up at 10:30. Okay, now the only other question I have is, in regard to this, is if you have multiple people on the bus, obviously they're not going to the same place. So if there's 5 people at 10:30, you're not going to be picking me up right at 10:30, right?
Right, but you have to be ready and waiting at 10:30 because we can get there. When you call for the bus, you do so with the understanding we can get there right. Because sometimes if we're busy and then someone else isn't, we'll help each other. So you never know. Someone could be right there at 10:30, and then they could be there at 10:55. You just never know. We have a half hour to complete each route.
That's very interesting. Now, the other question I wanted to hit you with has nothing to do with the bus before you leave here at 8:30, but I hadn't heard from you since Monday. What did you make of the story of the Harding dog collar, no charges filed by the prosecutor or police chief if it is returned?
Well, if somebody does have it, that definitely, you know, ups the ante as far as, like, I think that'll probably help to ease their conscience. I don't know, though. It seems like it's been gone so long now. Like, how long was, Lady Justice gone before Charlie got her back?
You know, I was thinking about that the other day, and I believe Lady Justice was taken in... Well, Dick Carey would have been in his teens, and he's now 90. So I'm guessing it was taken... Well, if he was 90, when would he have been born? He would have been born in the 30s. So if he was born in the 30s, it would have been probably the 50s that it was taken, early 50s. And it wasn't returned till the, I think, 80, 81. So 30 years.
Okay, so... The fact that it's been 10 years, that we need not lose hope just based on that.
No, and as Ray Grogan said when he called that in, he said he doubted that it was ever melted down or pawned off because there was such news about it at that time that I think the person would have been afraid of being caught if they brought... And it wasn't a gold collar. It was just gold-plated. I mean, you probably wouldn't have got $200 if you would have melted the gold down at that time.
Yeah.
But I think it's the biggest development because now, as I said to Ray, I said, if the person walks into the radio station and says, hey, I'm the person who stole this, here it is, I want the $5,000, I said, are you going to prosecute? Is anybody even going to ask them questions? And he said, no. So
all
you
they
know,
have to do is just cough it up.
Just cough it up. And I think that's interesting because I think it's the biggest development because... $5,000 is a lot of money, and if you know you have no consequence in this, what's the point now of hiding? And even if you...
I had it.
Well, I mean, even if you, like, threw it in the quarry or something, you can tell your story now with no consequence. I think that's interesting.
Yep. Well, have a good show, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Oh, always.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our friend Sarah out there on the roads, headed for her first bus pickup at 8:30 this morning. Always fun to talk with Sarah. All right, how is it in your neck of the woods out there this morning? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I imagine not a whole lot of people out on the roads this morning, but I certainly don't think it's going to bring traffic to a halt, a level one snow emergency, which is what we're still on. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open, so if you want to get your call in now, feel free to call. And as I was saying earlier about the phone lines, we'll try this out. You know, I don't know if the guy who came out and checked my internet service was right about this phone thing, but if we don't have a lot of phone calls piling up and we don't lose connection, then I'll assume that's what it was just too many phone calls were piling up, which in a way is a good thing because it means a lot of people are calling. So that's a plus. Oh, I was going to, I know what I was going to ask Sarah now before she got off the line. Yesterday, I announced that we're going to start our Abby Advice segment this coming Friday. Friday, I believe 12:15 to 1 p.m. If that needs to be adjusted, we will. But it'll be the same time every week. Now, essentially, what will happen is you can submit any question you want on anything. It can be love life. It can be work questions. It can be family questions. It can be anything. And on Fridays, Abby will come in and answer those questions. Now, you can submit those over the air by calling, and we'll ask her on Friday. Or you can submit those via Facebook at this point. We'll take the questions off Facebook and ask her. And if you don't want your name involved in it, we won't put it there. Or if you just want your first name involved, we will just say the first name. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And as I said yesterday, I never thought until yesterday, or really the night before, I was thinking, you know, this is kind of like Dear Abby. And then I thought to myself, well, her name is Abby. I never made that connection. I should have said it was more like Ann Landers. And then it wouldn't have been such a coinkydink, I guess, as we would say. So that's how that's going to go. That'll start up on Friday. What else is there to talk about here this morning? Well, I do want to mention what Sarah had to say. There'll be the free laundry, I think it's a ministry, free laundry ministry, Thursday at Colonial Coin on North Main Street, 5 to 8 p.m., and they provide the soap and softener. Now, remember, that's just the North Main location. You know what's funny? Now, here's something serendipitous. Sarah had just called in and told us about the Richland Road Church of Christ food bank. And I just got the message about that from the pastor over there who does send it to me. It said, okay, here we go. Richland Road Church of Christ on 535 Richland Road will be having their food bank this Saturday, January 28th. The parking lot opens at 8 a.m. and the doors open up at 9 a.m. So there you go. That's the Richland Road Church of Christ Food Bank. Now, what are the odds within 10 minutes of Sarah sending me that information that the pastor over there would send me the information as well? He's very good about that, though. And I appreciate that. Okay. Again, phone lines are open. How's the weather in your area? 740-751-4038. Has anybody taken the tape measure or the yardstick or the, what else do people take out? I guess the rulers. Has anybody taken those outside to see how much snow fell in your area? You know, I'm looking in my area. We might have an inch, maybe. I don't think we have any more than an inch at this point. And currently some snow is falling, but it's a rather wet snow. You know, when I was going over to McDonald's this morning, it was more like rain on your window. I mean, even though you could tell it was snow because it was a little thicker than rain, it wasn't like snow like we would normally think of snow. Oh, I do want to remind everybody, I won't be in tomorrow. It's my regular 2-month checkup. So I will not be in tomorrow. So tomorrow morning you can listen to repeats. But I will be back on Friday. No, you know, it's really no big issue to go do these checkups. But the problem is, it's right during the show. So, you know, there's no way of doing a show when you're out getting that taken care of. What are the odds they would schedule it right during my program? Groundhog Day a week from tomorrow. Boy, we've got a big event coming up there. Now, just to recap this in a tin-type fashion, Groundhog Day starting at 8:15 over at the station on South Prospect Street. We are going to have a groundhog pizza. Bob Welsh is getting his groundhog pizza, bringing it in from Columbus, Ohio. And what will happen is at 8:45, someone dressed in a groundhog suit will arrive at the station. And then they will taste test this pizza. Now, under four slices of the pizza, there will be a card that says early spring, and under four slices, there will be a card that says six more weeks of winter. Depending on the slice of pizza that the groundhog picks, the person in the groundhog suit, that will be our prediction. Now, I said I was going to make a special announcement today, and remind me before the end of the show this morning, and I will do that. But I was saying yesterday that I hope those cards under the pizza are somewhat nice, because we're going to do something special with those cards. Now, also, we're going to do a trivia contest the day before. So you got to listen on Wednesday, February the 1st from 8:15 until 10. We're going to do groundhog trivia. And the person who gets the most trivia questions right will get a plaque presented to them the following day on Groundhog Day. Now, we're going to have some other stuff going on, but that's where we are at this point. Oh, and we've got the guess the person in the groundhog suit contest going on. Also, the person, we will take guesses as to who you think is in the groundhog suit on Wednesday. And if anybody happens to get it right, they will get some kind of a prize. I'm not sure yet. Maybe a plaque, maybe food. I'm not really sure yet. But they will get some kind of a prize. Now, the only reason I'm saying people can come to this is people have actually asked me if they can come to this. I don't think we're going to draw a huge crowd, but, you know, if some people show up, that's fine. And remember, our groundhog is named Warren Groundhog Harding, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay. Phone lines are... I wonder how the groundhog pizza is coming. You know, I haven't heard from Bob, and we're getting close to the seven-day mark here. Wonder how that's all coming about. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. You know, I feel bad. I haven't heard from Ruben yet. As I said on Sunday, one of our longtime listeners, Ruben, I run into him at the grocery store all the time. And just so happens this past Sunday, I ran into him. We'll get back to this in a second. But remind me to talk more about Ruben here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott.
How are things in windy Columbus?
They're good. You know what happens about an inch or so, but the schools are all closed. Everybody is still at home eating their bread and milk.
Yeah, pretty much the schools are all closed here, too. But, you know, it doesn't look like it was quite the storm that they expected it to be.
But I did see where the Channel 6 had sent Mike McCarthy up to Marion, and he was standing on Route 95 there off from Coles, giving a weather report and showing how hazardous things were in Marion.
Oh, did he? Now, see, you should have sent me an email this morning, because I've driven right over to him and said, what are you doing here?
Maybe he's in line for the groundhog. I don't know.
Well, who is Mike McCarthy? I don't really watch the, because I'm doing the show in the morning. Who is Mike McCarthy?
I think he's their general gopher, that whenever they have something going on across the state, they send him out to investigate it or something.
Really? And his name's Mike McCarthy?
Right.
Is he a younger or older guy?
He's younger. He's maybe high 20s, low 30s, somewhere in there.
Well, apparently he knows how to get to Marion.
He does. He knows how to direct traffic up there and say, oh, look, the snow is falling.
Yeah, where were they on 95? Because apparently they weren't down as far as McDonald's.
Well, you can see the Kohl's and TJ Maxx signs in the background.
Oh, so he must have went down the side road. That's why I didn't see him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
But, the groundhog piece is coming along just fine. Eric was able to find a couple groundhogs along the road, and so we have them ready.
Oh, boy, that sounds delicious. I can hardly wait.
No, we'll have a good ground checker coming.
Yeah, I think that'll be a lot of fun, and we still will have the... Now, do we know what the plaque will say to the person, the trivia contest winner?
I was actually just talking with my 3D department the other day. It'll have a kind of a bust of a groundhog on it.
Oh.
Like a hunter's trophy bust there with the... I think we'll just, be commemorating Buckeye Chuck and Marion, celebrating Marion, but it will have a little shadow that you can lift up, and the groundhog will then be singing Me and My Shadow.
Ah.
So it's going to be well worth winning.
Well, that's a prize in and of itself, as far as I'm concerned.
That's why it's a prize.
I tell you, that is, and the Groundhog Trivia will take place on February the 1st from 8:15 to 10. Now, what do you think of the suspense of the person who's going to be in the groundhog suit?
Well, I am in suspense because, I have the groundhog suit, which I will be bringing up, but I will not be bringing up somebody to be in the suit.
No.
I'm assuming you've got that arranged.
I think I have that taken care of. Now you say,
and
though...
It's not Mike McCarthy, is it?
Not, as far as I know, it's not. If he survives today, it might be okay. Now, how big is this suit? Because this might help the listeners figure this out.
It would be suitable for somebody around 5 foot, 5 foot two.
Really?
I mean, you don't want a giant groundhog. It'll scare anybody.
Oh, that's right. I was talking. I can't say it on the air because it's one of our surprises that I'm going to let out eventually. But I was talking to somebody the other day about driving the groundhog in that morning, and the person in the suit is what I'm talking about. And I for some reason, because we were communicating this through messages. They could not understand that it was not a real groundhog. When I said, "I would you like to be the person who drives the groundhog over?" They were petrified. They said, "Well, that's a wild animal." And I said, "Well, no, it's a person in a groundhog suit." And it still didn't register with them that it's not a real groundhog.
What they call a groundhog mascot.
Yeah, groundhog mascot. It's Warren Groundhog Harding. And there will be no wild animal on the premises. They do that up the street. That's not our thing. So, I don't know. That was just very, I could not convey that. Now, I haven't made this announcement either, which is a little bit of a special announcement. But how do you think these placards or whatever they're going to be that are going to go under each piece of pizza that will give a prediction will be, because I think that's going to be something we're going to want to keep for a reason I'm going to announce eventually.
Well, initially I was going to just have them printed on a single sheet with the pizza above it, but I can do individual notes under each slice of pizza.
Well, basically...
Like a fortune cookie with nice printing and everything.
Yeah, well, basically, just something that we will be able to keep and somebody would be able to sign off on. That's basically all that's needed.
All right.
Because I think...
We could take any of the leftover ones and put them on next year's Christmas tree.
Well, that's right. Well, I think we should verify the weather prediction. So, that's how it's going to go, I guess. But, hey, it sounds like we're getting there for next Thursday. And I looked at the weather. It doesn't look horrible. It looks like we're in for snow this week. But it seems like less than an inch accumulation all week, so I don't think we're going to be in bad shape next Thursday morning.
No, from what I'm seeing, it looks like it's going to be maybe around 30, but cloudy, but it should be good weather.
Yeah, we should be able to. And no rain. And if it snows, snow's not a big issue as far as standing outside for 2 hours.
Yep.
So we'll pull it up. Well, hey.
Big event.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. Talk to you later.
Groundhog Palooza's on the way. Now, who's going to be in that groundhog suit? Boy, that's going to be interesting. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any other thoughts this morning on the groundhog or the Harding dog collar? We had a lot of conversation about that yesterday, and I think that's an interesting point because the more we talk about it, the more likely it is to get around what's going on. That there is a $5,000 reward for the return of the Harding dog collar. It has been extended through President's Day. And basically, as of Monday, thanks to Prosecutor Ray Grogan, we now know that if the dog collar is returned, there will be no prosecution from the prosecutor's office, and there will be no questions asked by the police department, and that's per Police Chief Jay McDonald. So that's where we are, and as Sarah said this morning, I have to agree. I think that does help our case. I think that may be the biggest development since the money being offered, because I've always thought the reason people didn't want to turn it in to get the money, because $5,000 is a lot of money, was because they were afraid of being prosecuted. Well, if that's off the table, you know, what's the point? And that also takes a lot of pressure off of us here at the station, because who's going to ask us any questions? Nobody. Because there is going to be no prosecution, and there is going to be no questions asked by the police department. An interesting point was made yesterday, and I don't think we got too deep in it, but an interesting point was made, and that was, if it has been thrown in the quarry or melted down, the person can finally come clean now, because there's not going to be any prosecution, there's not going to be anything to worry about, so why not come clean after 11 years? What happened to that dog collar? And you just call 740-383-9944 if you want to tell us what happened in that particular case. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. How is it in your neck of the woods this morning, snow-wise? Down in Columbus, doesn't sound too bad. Schools are all closed, but doesn't sound like the weather's horrible. Here in Marion, pretty much the same thing. All schools are pretty well closed, but the weather is not hugely awful. People are certainly commuting to work this morning. We've got our advice segment starting Friday. Now, is anybody ready for this advice segment? What I was going to ask Sarah was, did she have any advice questions for Abby? And we'll take calls on the air that morning, too. So if you want to just directly ask your question, you can do that as well. Friday, 12:15 until 1. So that's where we are. And I do want to mention again, I know what I was talking about when Bob called in. I was talking about Ruben. Ran into one of our longtime listeners, Ruben, in the grocery store on Sunday, and I run into him all the time. And he had not made the jump over to digital yet. So I talked to him, and he did have internet, and he did understand apps and all that. And so I wrote down everything for him. Now, that was just Sunday, but I wonder if he's back with us, because I know he used to listen every morning. So, Ruben, if you're out there, give us a call. Let us know that you are back with us here on WGH Talk each and every morning from 8:15 until 10 a.m. And then, of course, this morning you got Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 10:15 until noon, and Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 o'clock. I hope Ruben doesn't tune in tomorrow when it's a best of program and think that all we're doing is airing repeats, because that will be the first Thursday that I have not been here in 2 months. So, yes, I will not be here tomorrow, but I will be back on Friday. And I hope Ruben is out there with us. Now, we've got the free laundry ministry at the Colonial Coin on North Main Street, only the North Main Street location, coming up Thursday, tomorrow, 5 to 8 p.m. They provide soap and softener. And we've also got the food pantry at the Richland Road Church of Christ on Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. Well, the parking lot opens at 8 a.m., and I think the food pantry starts at 9 a.m. All right, has anybody went out and checked the weather this morning? Has anybody went out on their front porch or their deck or their patio with a ruler or looked around? What's the weather like in your area this morning? And do you have an opinion on the dog collar or the mayor being on yesterday for that matter? Did anybody enjoy the interview with the mayor yesterday? I thought it was interesting. First time we had a chance to talk to the mayor since he announced he was not going to be running for re-election. And I felt we had a very, very, very good conversation. Did anybody learn anything from the conversation with the mayor yesterday or find anything that he said of note? Because obviously it is the city we live in. Even if you live in the county like I do, you certainly pass through the city at times. So did you find anything the mayor said yesterday of note? Let's put it that way. And what did you make of his comments about Bill Collins? And apparently those came, well, they pretty much did come from the audio that I played from Bill Collins. That's where we got the mayor's opinion on that particular subject. Now, I know there were some people the other day who had some things to say in regard to the dog collar being returned. And no penalty for that. I think, you know what? I think it's perfectly fine. Because at this point, we're not getting the dog collar back anyway. So we've got a reward. What would be the point in punishing somebody at this point? 11 years later. If you bring back the dog collar, that's all we need. All right. Does anybody else have any thoughts on that? I know a lot of people have to be home this morning. I assume a lot of people are not burning up the roads. 49 minutes past the hour here. Telephone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we certainly can discuss it. To be sure. All right. Well, what else would be on the agenda here this morning? Oh, I'll tell you something I did do. I know we had been doing a Family Feud question, but I actually pulled out a snow Family Feud question because I thought, well, hey, you know what? It's snowing outside. It's a snow day for pretty much everybody. Why not do some snow Family Feud? We'll get back to that momentarily here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you know, for people that think a person should be, you know, convicted or whatever, that happens all the time. You know, they'll give somebody, you know, immunity if they talk, or they'll give them so many years instead of life, or they'll give them life instead of, you know, murder. Or, you know, death sentence, you know, they plead to, you know, to get the cases done and move them through the court.
Well, and that's kind of how I feel. I at this point, what would be the point in prosecuting this person?
Right, you know, there's so many people that get away scot-free, you know, it ain't no big deal.
Oh, I do want to remind people, now, if I'm on the line with somebody else, because I hear a beeping in already, if I'm on the line with somebody else, now, remember, just, you know, wait till I'm kind of done talking with that person, and then call in, and we'll get you in. But, you know, I think you're exactly right, because I think, I just feel that, I think this could bring it back. I think it's going to take a few days for word to spread, but I think at this point, what would hold anybody back? And like you said yesterday, of even telling their story, what would hold anybody back?
Right.
I mean, where do you think it is? If you really had to guess, what would you guess?
Well, I think it was some young kid that's went through that, you know, younger, you know, could be in his 20s or teens or whatever, has went through the house and seen it. I wonder about the ladder. You know, the ladder could been in the area and he just, you know, carried it a couple blocks or, you know, a couple houses down or something like that. You know, but they, you know, they ain't said nothing. You know, you think they would have went around asking people, but,
I know, it's, to me, it's always been an odd situation, because even when we go back to Lady Justice, that it did take 30 years for that to return, pretty much, well, I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of people knew who had it. And in this particular case, nobody seems to know who has it, or even what became of it right after. And I can see that being concealed for maybe 1 or 2 years. But the fact that 11 years have passed by and nobody knows anything, and as Ray Grogan said, he talked to the police officer who's now retired who investigated that, and there were never any leads. I don't know how that happens.
It's just amazing that nobody, you know, heard it and, you know, seen it or, you know, anything like that, but... Yeah, I do think it was a younger person just did it.
Well, see, that's what, again, makes me think that I don't think it was melted down or destroyed because...
I doubt if he would have had the equipment and knowledge and stuff to melt it down.
Well, there's that, but also the fact that clearly they have been so closed-lipped on this for 11 years, I don't think they would have taken the chance to get arrested by going to a pawnbroker or somebody like that.
Well, unless they went out of state or something. That's just like I talked to you yesterday. You know, a lot of times when something is stolen or whatever, you know, how good does that stuff get reported to these different places, pawnbrokers and, you know, jewelry shops and stuff? But on the guns, the background checks, they have found so many... where it's not reported. You know, it doesn't do you no good to have background checks if the reporting doesn't get reported.
Well, that's it. But I guess in the case of the guns, the laws protect those people. If this had shown up anywhere, they would have been prosecuted, and they certainly would have been questioned by the police. And I don't know.
If they would have took it, you know, to Wisconsin or something, and took it to a prom broker or something like that, I doubt he would have heard anything about it.
No, but don't you think that would have... See, that's what I'm saying. That, okay, I go to the Harding home, I put a ladder there, for whatever reason, I want just the dog collar... I climb up there in the middle of the night, I bust the window out, know there's not an alarm system, steal the dog collar, run it off, I do get it to my house or wherever I am, then I drive to Wisconsin with this dog collar, sell it to some pawnbroker, come back in the midst of all these stories going on at the time. I mean, I would just think that story would get out.
Well, he wouldn't have had to done it, you know, the day after he stole it, you know. He could have took it, you know, to a pawnbroker, you know, a year later.
Well, yeah, but I just go back for the initial, why do it then? If you're not in need of money right now, if you aren't going to tell people about it, what was the point?
Yeah, you know, that's, he could have used the time a lot better to steal something and... been useful to him instead of that.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly was not the most expensive item he could have stolen from the home, and it was one of the items that would be most identifiable. That is what is odd about it.
Well, hopefully it'll turn up here with the reward.
I hope. Thanks for calling in. All right, if you were calling in, give us a buzz. We've still got time here, 57 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open here today. If you were calling in and it was just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz. We want to hear from you. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Talking about the weather this morning, talking about the Harding dog collar, which certainly has become a big story for us this morning. And as I said, a lot of people, I don't know if they're angry that no charges will be pressed. I don't think anybody's angry about that. I think there's just, I don't know, there's always been a funny back and forth that people want to see people prosecuted, but yet if the item's not being returned and more than a decade has passed, you have nobody to prosecute anyway. So I don't understand it. But per Ray Grogan on Monday, Marion County prosecutor, there will be no prosecution and no questions asked by the police department. Has anybody ever even heard a story about what happened to the Harding dog collar? Phone lines are open here. Or do you want to talk about the weather? We can talk about the weather. Or did you find out anything interesting about the mayor? Anything interesting that the mayor had to say yesterday? 740-751-4038 on this snow-covered Wednesday morning. Don't forget the free laundry ministry tomorrow at Colonial Coin on North Main Street, 5 to 8 p.m., and they provide soap and softener. What a nice thing that is, without a doubt. All right, 59 and a half minutes past the hour. We're going to come back. We've got a whole nother hour to go here. Open phone lines, telephone lines are wide open, 740-751-4038. So don't you dare flip that dial for love nor money. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
Can you still recite Shakespeare?
Yes.